wonder if there's... Oh, my... Okay, what did you say was in it? Nothing. So I wonder if there's nothing, because mental illness, what we're talking about today, like depression, isn't something you can see or touch, which can be really, really hard if you're the sad person. Sometimes it can feel like you're so sad and having such a hard, hard time that you wonder why no one is helping you. You can sit down. But sometimes, if you care about someone who has depression, it's hard to know and to help because it's not something you can see. It's all about perspective, isn't it? Well, I happen to have a book about perspective. It's called A Tale of Two Beasts. I was walking home from Grandma's house through the deep, dark woods when I spied a strange little beast. He was stuck up in a tree and whining sadly. See? So I decided to rescue him. "I will call you Fang," I told him, and I wrapped him warmly in my scarf and carried him safely home. I gave him a lovely bath and a gorgeous new hat and a sweater and a delicious bowl of fresh nuts. I made him a beautiful house and gave him Lord Rex to play with. I took him out for long walkies to keep him fit and healthy. And I showed him off to all my friends who loved him nearly as much as I did. But for some strange reason, the little beast did not look very happy. In fact, he was looking rather hot. "I hope he's not sick," I thought, and opened the window to cool him down. But then something terrible happened. He threw off his clothes, leapt out the window, and ran away as fast as he could back into the deep, dark woods. I wanted to go and look for him, but Mama had other plans. Dinner time, bath time, bedtime. I couldn't sleep. I missed the little beast, and I wondered if I would ever see him again. But then a small furry shadow appeared at the foot of my bed. The strange little beast had returned. He seemed quite pleased to see me, and I began to think that maybe, just maybe, he wasn't that strange after all.
Part 2, The Terrible Beast. I was hanging from my favorite tree, singing happily to the birds when I was ambushed by a terrible beast. She growled at me and tied me up and carried me off to her secret lair. She made me disgustingly clean and dressed me up in a ridiculous hat and sweater and tried to make me eat squirrel food. She kept me in a tiny box with nothing for me to do and nowhere for me to hang from. She made me walk backwards and forwards and backwards again for no reason whatsoever. She showed me off to a herd of even wilder beasts who were just as terrible as she was. I had had enough. I made a cunning plan and put it straight into action. Free once more, I raced back to the deep, dark woods before the terrible beast could catch me. It was peaceful in the deep, dark woods, a bit too peaceful, perhaps, and also a bit wet. In weather like this, one could do with a nice warm hat. I snuck back to retrieve it under cover of darkness. The terrible beast was waiting for me. She seemed quite pleased to see me, and I began to think that maybe, just maybe, she wasn't that terrible after all.
So the girl and the beast had a lot of trouble, didn't they? But they never talked to each other about their feelings in the whole story. Do you think that would have been better if they talked to each other? Yeah? What do you think? Oh, they wouldn't have understood each other because they don't speak the same language. Maybe. Maybe if they could communicate, they would do better. Yeah. Do you think that it would help if you were sad to talk to someone? No? You don't think so? Well, that's fair enough. I know when I've been sad, it does help to talk to someone because they can't always see it. Like, just like in our Wonder Box, there was nothing in there, but sometimes even you're still sad. Okay, that's the story. You can go back. And anyone who wants to leave before our homilies may do so.